Okay, so I wanted to very briefly go over some guidelines that'll just support us as we move through our time together. I'm going to be really brief on this because we're just together for a day. If we were on retreat together, we'd spend a lot more time having this be a collaborative process. But there are some guidelines. Again, just in the name of time, I'm just going to kind of lay some out because I think that will be supportive to us. So, Jay, if you'd be willing to be my scribe today, you can use any of those Sharpies. I brought you colors to choose from. So, all right. So, what I'm going to do is lay out the environment of care. This environment of care, so you can just jot down care. This environment of care is something that arose out of one of the first, actually, the first Peace in Schools class that I ever created. And this environment of care was a collaborative process with the teens in the room. We talked together about what's going to support us as we go through these different tools and practices throughout the semester. And in through this collaborative process, we came up with care. And then I realized I'm going to use this forever. And so I really like laying it out there because there are some non-negotiables in it. So care in our setting, the C stands for confidentiality. And that's one of the non-negotiables. I'm going to be asking everybody here to commit to confidentiality. And again, I'd be more interactive if I wanted this to be a bigger part of a retreat, but this is a real light touch for a day together. And so I'll just lay out that confidentiality in this setting means that if someone shares something with you in a dyad today or shares openly in the group, you won't be taking that, please, anywhere else. So that we can cultivate as safe as possible. We can't guarantee safety, but we can set intention around people being able to feel as safe as possible. So, one of the non-negotiables for me is that you can take your learnings away from the day. Someone shared this and it brought, shared loosely on this topic and it brought up all these things for me and I learned this about it. Versus Mary talked about her childhood trauma and it was really triggering for me. And then I had to work through that because Mary had this happen in her life. Everybody clear? Okay. So confidentiality. A is acceptance. So we're in a room of practitioners. Even if you're new to practice, you likely know the value of being able to be in an environment that is accepting. So naming that intention. R stands for reverence, which is particularly radical in a public high school classroom setting. Here, less so. Here, many of you are very used to cultivating reverence in your relationships and in your spaces. So please bring your attention to how being able to bring a sense of reverence into this. Into relating with each other. It's already happening naturally, but into the space at large. That will be very helpful. And the way we define reverence with the teens is respect tinged with awe. And E is empathy. All right. Is there anything that anyone here would like to add to this list? Again, we're not going to spend a long time on it, but if there's something that's very important to you as we're in relationship with each other through the day to name, I would like to leave space for that. Is there anything? Yes, please, Jean. Okay. Yes. Keeping an eye on community, really recognizing that we're not in this alone. I appreciate you just naming that, Jean. That really is the reason I do the others, because we're not alone. And what a gift. This is the structure that allows us to be in relationship with each other in the healthiest, deepest, with shared eye on liberation way. So thank you for just naming that. Beautiful. Anything else that's important to you? And feel free to write something in the chat if you'd like to add something. All right. One more. No, please.
Well, this is, sorry, this is apropos for my hesitation. Vulnerability. Because, I mean, there's a level to which we're all willing to be vulnerable, and it's okay if it's just a little bit. It's okay if it's a lot, but I would hope that we could all find our way through whatever level we'd like.
Beautiful. So honoring each other's vulnerability, therefore creating an environment in which I feel like I can show up with vulnerability. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Friends, thank you. I'm going to share a handful of things now, and then relatively soon, we're going to move into a break. I would like to let you know now that my intention for this day is to share a lot of stuff and for it simultaneously to have a felt sense of spaciousness. So I like a good challenge. You know, when I looked at the layout for the day, it's a lot. You'll leave today and feel like, hopefully, like at minimum, like you weren't bored. Like you were being asked to engage, to show up, to look, to reflect, to share with others. And it's my intention that the day feel spacious. It's one of the medicines of our time, being able to be spacious. So for this reason, my intention is to have every break be in silence. It's the next time I come here, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I plan on having a day of practice where there's more meditation through the day. Today, it's actually a light touch for long meditations because there's so many prompts that I want to take you through, so many invitations to reflect based on the theme of this workshop. So for this reason, I'm inviting you to help yourself cultivate what might get cultivated if we were doing maybe a more traditional day long in this setting, which I've heard is like a sit and then maybe a walk and then a sit and then a talk. So this today is going to have, we're going to have meditation throughout the day. We'll have one after the break. But I really want to invite you during the breaks themselves to approach them as opportunities for mindful eating, mindful drinking, mindful walking, whatever your body needs. Okay. Now, there aren't rules here. This is your day. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I have a work meeting during the lunch break, God bless you. Just if you would, do it in a way that doesn't bother other people. You might know today's a day where it actually doesn't work for you to unplug. And that's fair. Some people, as parents, need to have every single break be a check-in on the kids opportunity. That's totally fair. Again, if you need to get on your phone, I just invite you to do it out of sight as much as possible so that we can really have this space here be a space that feels like a retreat. How many people in the room have been on a meditation retreat before? Okay, so there's tons of experience with this in the room. Let this be your retreat day. Thank you. So, as I move into saying a little bit before this first break about being resourced, I want to just acknowledge everything that's going on in our world right now. I don't know how many people here today have loved ones in LA or around LA, but I do, and my phone is sort of a constant fielding of how loved ones are being impacted. So I bring this forward so that we can hold those that don't have the privilege to be in a day of practice today in our hearts as we move through the day, so that we can really cultivate our experience in such a way that on some energetic level, perhaps it can be felt. Also, so that we can be resourced in ourselves, as was mentioned before, so we can be grounded in ourselves as other people may need to lean upon us, so that we can find that grounding for ourselves and potentially for others. I know many people in the room are very comfortable with the practice of metta. I invite you throughout the day to be pausing to send any form of loving kindness out into the world that you feel inspired to do. We're not going to do a formal metta practice in this day retreat, but if that's a comfortable practice for you, I invite you to do that. If you're new to practice, I'm just referring to a way in which you might send loving kindness out into the world. In some ways, it almost feels cliche to say, I think we need these practices, this grounding in the knowing of who we truly are more than ever before. But y'all, I really mean it. Like, it's not just lip service. I feel that with where we are and what's to come, I live in a reality that suggests that there's actually nothing more important than meeting our times from presence, meeting what is in our world from the authenticity of who we truly are. It can be easy when there's so much turbulence in the world to feel as though our well-being is somehow attached to circumstances. Like, okay, if things go this way politically, then I'll be able to be okay. Or if things go this way with a natural disaster, then, you know, if my family is all okay, then I'll be able to be okay. Right? So I want to just name up front, given the theme of being resourced for the times ahead, that I see our greatest resource in finding what's beyond all of the content and the circumstances of our lives and being able to be grounded in this. Being grounded in what I like to talk about as the heart of who we are, no matter what's happening in our relationships, no matter what's happening in the world. Not ignoring, not bypassing what's happening in the world, but finding that which is not disturbed by whatever's happening. So that's where we're turning our attention. Again, not ignoring all that occurs on what I refer to as the relative plane. I did not make that up. Lots of people talk about the relative and the absolute. So the relative plane, the plane where fires are burning, the relative plane, the plane in which we have emotional suffering arise. And the absolute I'll be referring to today as well. The absolute, the deepest, the realm in which the realm that's not disturbed by whatever's happening. Many people in this room probably like the phrase true nature. So we're focusing today on being able to remember our true nature not find it as if it's something that we've never had, that we're going to stumble upon if we just take enough trails through the forest, but remember what is inherently ours, what is inherently us, and then being resourced by stabilizing our capacity to live from this knowing. So that's the cut to the chase of the workshop. Thank you for coming. I just wanted to lead with what we're doing. I just wanted to lead to the heart of the message. And now we're going to spend the day exploring what kinds of things tend to get in the way from us feeling stable in that. You wouldn't be in this room if you didn't have some taste of your true nature. It wouldn't interest you to explore a day of practice if you didn't have some taste of this. So what kinds of things on the relative plane tend to get in the way, and how might we align the attention so that our actions in the world are on behalf of our deepest knowing versus whatever's happening in the conditioned mind? Some of you are new to me, and I use the phrase conditioned mind a lot, so I'm going to just break that down real quickly for those who are not familiar with it. I've already talked a lot. Is there anyone in the room that wants to toss out what you think I might mean if I'm talking about the conditioned mind? Okay, please. The habitual mind. Exactly. I'll just reflector. Thank you, Adam. Sorry, you might have been trying to get your steps in, but you can hang tight back there. Okay, so the habitual mind, the mind that's habituated by society, family, friends, culture, work, community, beliefs. So we'll be talking a lot about the conditioned mind and how the conditioned mind is shaped, formed, how it stays maintained, and how when we believe that we are that mind, we feel cut off from what I referred to as the absolute. We feel cut off from true nature. I brought in this quote today to share with you by Krishna Menon. So a student came to Krishna Menon and said, how do I know when I'm established in my true nature? And his response was, when thoughts, feelings, sensations, perceptions, activities, and relationships can no longer take you away from your true nature. So before we move into a period of meditation, which will be happening after the break, actually, I'm looking at the time, and I'd like to stick to my schedule of a break now, and then at the beginning of the meditation, I'm going to say a little bit about the approach I'm taking in the meditation.